Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
I am a passenger.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for all this chaos. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're doing it with our good friend Mike Daniels. Michael is the chairman of the National Advisory Council, of the National Advisory Council, of the AEI's Global Internet Strategy Project, among other many important projects and organizations he's part of. He's a global leader, folks, on many, many levels, especially in the area of Internet governance, Internet management, the future of the Internet, because he came from the past. He's one of the pioneers. Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, The Monetization of the Internet. That's his book that he co-authored. Thanks again, Mike, for being here. I wrote an article recently about the title of the article was The High Price of Free Information. And the price that I said in the article that people had to pay for receiving free information is to become more discerning consumers of that information, to find a way to see when is it the truth, when is it BS, when is it hyperbole, when is it sarcasm, when is it poor journalism. And you talk a lot in your work about what you call the death of truth, and I want you to talk about that now.
Yeah, Jim, you know, you've written a lot of things, and I've read all of them, and your book, Third Ingredient, touches on all of these things we're talking about this morning. And for anybody who hadn't read Jim's book, The Death of Truth, I highly recommend that to you. It's take about what part of this problem is and why people are unable to deal with it. So I've talked about the death of truth for a long time. And what we're facing is a real crisis here. People don't know anymore, Jim, what is true, what is not, what is real, what is not real. And this is taking place all over the world. The primary conveyance for this problem has been the Internet. Anybody can say or do or put anything on that form of communication. People read it. They believe it. They don't believe it. They question it. What it's leading us to is nobody can tell anymore basically what the truth is.
That's right.
They can't tell you whether statements coming out of the United States government are true. They can't tell you whether statements...
whether it even came from the government or not.
That's exactly right, Jim. And how in the world do you deal with that? This is a problem that we're faced with right now. We've been faced with it for 10 years. Do you hear anybody talk about this?
And where we get sucked into it, Mike, is even if it is fake... if it's something that fits our paradigm, that scratches our political or ideological itch, we are drawn to that. And we have to be careful. We have to say to ourselves, wait a minute, even though that makes me feel better to read it, it might not be accurate. It might not be real.
Couldn't agree with you more, Jim. And I'd say to every one of your listeners, I've started this 3, 4, 5 years ago. Anything I read, especially anything political, you stop, take a hard, thoughtful look at that. Because I don't care what political party you're affiliated with, Democrat, Republican, Independent, you are being fed on both sides,
yep,
and in the middle, stuff that is just not accurate and truthful. And there's more of it out there all the time. Don't believe all this stuff you read, no matter what you're attracted to. You've got to explore more and try to get to what you feel is the actual reality, because we're living in a strange time.
That's right.
Where we know what reality is.
And there's almost no ethics in the media these days. Mike, one classic example, I mean, this is, I'm only using it because it's a dramatic example. When they were trying to give President Trump a hard time about his border policies, they showed a picture of this poor children in horrible conditions, and they associated that with the story about President Trump's policies. Well, that picture was actually from the Obama era policy term.
Sure. You know, Jim, people listening can't remember that far back, but I remember during the Vietnam War,
yeah,
I was in the military, served in Washington. The classic picture that's been put out there a million times now of the small child on the streets of Vietnam,
mm-hmm,
that was used politically. And, you know, this has been going on for a long time.
We got to become better stewards, better consumers. Mike, I need your website quickly, please.
NSIbook.com.
NSIbook.com. You can find it wherever books are sold, folks. Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We're glad we know him. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.